Information on the plates up to Relzik. When walking along the trail, you cross the sediments of the Alpine Verrucano and the Buntsandstein. Starting at the edge of the forest, you might recognize some carbonates, which mark the beginning of the complete marine sedimentary sequence, starting with the Puntladrossa schists, which are overlain by the Alpiner Muschelkalk, which, in turn, is exposed at the right side of the trail for quite a distance. Plate 5 explains the Puntladrossa schists, which can be found at the right side of the trail. The Rauwacke, sandstone, and dolomites of the Puntladrossa schist indicate a retreat of the marine sea and very shallow marine conditions. Walking north along the trail, first you cross layered carbonates and dolomites, followed by clay stones and schists in the meadows, which are overlain by carbonates and dolomites, and then on to plate 6. The carbonates of the Alpiner Muschelkalk, as well as volcanic tuff, were deposited in a warm, marine, tropical environment sea. Therefore, parts of shells and burrows can be found as fossils. During the deposition of the upper parts of the formation, life conditions started to worsen, and more clay-bearing sediments like marls were deposited. Interesting outcrops of the Alpiner Muschelkalk are present in the cleft of the road from Relzek to Bartholomeberg, beginning at the edge of the forest and going downhill to Relzek, and also at the embankment near Plate 19, between the Fritzen and Fulla lakes.